What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 48, please. I'll read from verse 17. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Thus hear the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, and which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Praise God. The Lord teaches us to profit, and he leads us by the way we should go. Glory, hallelujah. All right, take it back to New King James, please. I read it in King James, but I speak daily language, so. Oh. It's still verse 17. Thou sayest the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go. Just by way of reading, look at verse 21. Verse 21. Verse 21. And they did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and the waters gushed out. Amen. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. Glory, hallelujah. Well, if you are around yesterday, you know I'm teaching on the leading of the Spirit. Amen. As our key to taking the cities. I just want to continue there. But I want you to notice this verse by way of introduction. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. Now, ordinarily, there's no how you will be in a desert and not thirst. Is that not so? If you're in a desert, you'll be thirsty. The weather is harsh enough to keep you thirsty, and the scarcity of water everywhere in the desert. It's just natural to be thirsty in the desert. Praise the Lord. But when he led them, they were not thirsty in the desert. Are you following that? It's normal to be thirsty in the desert, but when he led them, they were not thirsty. Praise God. That means you become an exemption to the rule when you are led by the Spirit. What happened to common men cannot happen to you. Amen. You become an exemption. Your case becomes exceptional. He led them through the desert and they did not thirst. Everyone led through the desert. Everyone in the desert should be thirsty. But when he led them, there was no thirst. Glory, hallelujah. The leading of the Spirit makes you exceptional. Praise God. You will be in the same Nigeria people are in and complaining of lack, but your case will be exceptional. Let's appreciate Rev, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. Praise God. They did not thirst when he led them. Hallelujah. The city you are living in or the nation you are living in really does not matter. What matters is that you are led. Praise God. Because if you are led by the Spirit, what you have is days of heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. The Spirit does not lead us to be like others. He leads us to stand out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you can see that in a land where everybody living there is poor and nobody is moving forward in that land, if God leads you there, your case becomes different. Glory, hallelujah. I say glory, hallelujah. Now, so the important thing is to know that you are led of God wherever you find yourself. Say an amen. Amen. Now, before I go to our text, which is verse 17, please travel with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to read verse 1 and 2. I was led to read this verse to you just this morning. So I hope it blesses one person. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe. Now, don't let the word commandment throw you off. Amen. When we read commandment today, we don't think of laws and regulations. Amen. Whatever God tells you to do is a commandment. Do you understand? His leadings come as suggestions, but they are actually commandments. Because what God tells you to do is a must. Praise the Lord. What he tells you to do becomes your assignment, is what you must do. Praise God. Like Paul said, woe is unto me if I do not preach. Necessity is laid on me. So when we read commandment today, we read it in the light of the New Testament and think of it as per being led by the Spirit. Do you understand that? Look at 28 verse 1, Deuteronomy. Maybe you didn't understand what I said. 28 verse 1. And all these blessings, verse 1 please. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey what? The voice. The voice of the Lord your God. So you see, the voice of God, he's talking about being led by the Spirit here. If you follow what he says to you, to observe carefully all his commandments. So you see, the commandment in this light is do what he has said for you to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do what he has said for you to do. We're having faith adventure because Reverend Tokula was commanded to have it. Say amen. To host us. And we are glad he obeyed. Aren't you glad? Appreciate him for that again. Amen. So you see, observe to do his commandment, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations. Why? If you follow his voice, he will set you on high. If you follow his voice, he will set you on high. You follow his instructions, he will set you on high. So we can readily say that instructions are for our distinction in life. If you want distinction in life, follow God-given instruction. Hallelujah. A man without instruction, without direction, is going nowhere. Amen. He gives us instructions for our distinction. What God uses to set us apart from others are what? Instructions. Hallelujah. He will set you on high above all nations. Now go back to that chapter 8, verse 1. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to you, to your fathers. Can you see that? You take the cities as you follow every commandment. Amen. You take the cities as you follow what God says, like we learned yesterday, isn't it? As you follow what he says, you'll be taking cities. Now look at verse 2, please. Praise God. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember that the Lord your God led you. Praise God. Let's read it in the Old King James. That first sentence. Remember that he, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Amen. I say amen. Amen. There are just two things I want you to see from this verse. He said, you will remember all the way. Now, English, if you are using all, we should have ways, isn't it? But he used all and he said, way. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, God gave them multiple leadings. It wasn't just one leadings, so I expect to read the ways. But the scripture said here, he brought many leadings to give them a way. Do you understand that? That means God can use many leading of the spirit just to give you one direction. See an amen. In a whole month, for example, the Spirit of God can lead you in many ways just to give you one direction. Focus. Like we learned earlier, as Reverend Tokula was speaking, amen, to have many directions is to go nowhere. So he brings many leadings, but if you put them together, you will find out that they are defining one direction for your life. Say an amen. He can give you multiple leadings to define one direction for the year. Multiple leadings to define one direction for your life. Praise God. Many leadings, but yet one direction. So he said, remember all the ways, singular. All of the leadings come together to define a way. Hallelujah. All of them come together to define a way. Now, the next thing I want you to notice is God said, remember. Remember, which means it's easy to forget. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, let me put it in a simple way that you understand. If God said something in January to you, said another in February, another in March, and now we're in September, he's been saying different things. You need to assemble all he has said to define your direction for the year. Do you understand? No, so here is my first advice. Keep records of God's dealings with you. Amen? Carefully document God's dealings with you. If you do not document at the point, you will not understand the direction God is taking you in life. Keep records of God's dealings with you. You may have a book or somewhere where you keep information and record personal instructions, personal prophecies. He said, remember, remember, because it's easy to do what? To forget. Hallelujah. And if you forget, praise God, it will be difficult to harmonize what he has said and define direction. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Keep records of God's dealings with you. Keep record of them. So that when God uses someone to bring a word of confirmation, you will know what he's confirming. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that you don't get confused on the way. He brings many leadings, our ways, to define a direction. Hallelujah. Many, many he brings our way, but eventually is to define a direction. So I want to encourage us again. Keep record. Keep record of God's dealings with you. Say amen. Amen. I believe I said something to someone. Keep record of them. Hallelujah. Keep record of them. You know why? We know in part. And every time God is revealing direction to you, he will bring in part. But once you put those pieces together, you will get the whole picture. I was expecting an amen at that junction. Hallelujah. Learn to keep record of God's dealing with you. And you see, he said, remember the way the Lord thy God lead thee. Remember, 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 remember. Now listen, When you recall how God led you in the past, it will do two things to you. Number one, it will stir up your faith to receive direction. You will no longer be wondering, will God speak to me or not? You'll be certain that the Lord, who is my shepherd, he leads me. Say an amen. Amen. Number two, and God said to me this morning, it's important I said to you, if you consciously remind yourself of how God led you in the past, it will help you develop your spiritual sensitivity. Consciously remind yourself of how God led you in the past, it will help you develop your spiritual sensitivity. Hallelujah. So all these thoughts of doubt that I don't hear God clearly. Oh, maybe God has forsaken me. Maybe something I've done, God has dropped me by the way. No, if you remind yourself consciously how he led you in the past, praise God, your spiritual sensitivity will be developed. And your confidence in God's leading in your life will just appreciate suddenly. Somebody say amen. Your confidence will just appreciate suddenly. Praise God. Now, let me say this. It's off note, but it seems good to do it. Amen. Luke chapter 1, please. Luke chapter 1, I will read from verse 1 to 3. While we're doing that, listen to me. There are many ways in which God leads us. Many. Many. But they are broadly divided into three. Hallelujah. The inward witness or inward guide. And then the voice of God speaking to us. Then God also leads us by revelation. Revelation, vision. He shows us things to come. Say an amen. Amen. Jesus said, the Spirit will guide you. The Spirit will speak to you. And the Spirit will reveal to you. Praise God. Now, I needed to say this so that you understand where I'm going. But in my teaching in this meeting, primarily, I will major on the inward witness. Say amen. Amen. Now, I'm saying that so that you don't live here assuming this is the only way God leads. This is primary. This is primary school. Spirit-led life 101. Say amen. This is primary school. You know, when Kenneth Hagin said Jesus told him that the primary way he leads every believer is the inward witness. Inward witness. You know, I read that. I was going to say scripture. I read that statement in Hagin's book again and again. It became like scripture. I read it again and again to myself. Then one day the Holy Spirit said to me, the inward witness in the school of the Spirit is to a believer as primary school. Amen. Other guidance will take the place of secondary school and tertiary institution. But the inward witness is as what? Primary school. And you know what? If all you do in life is go through primary school, you will be able to sign any check you want in life. How many of you know from primary school you can write your name? And you can sign a check, whether it's 1 million, 1 billion, 10 billion. Primary school knowledge is enough to sign all checks. Say amen. So, inward witness, which is primary school, is sufficient to make a success out of your life. So, permit me this morning once again to take you through the primary school. Is that okay? Yes. If it appeared too simple, understand you're in primary school for this morning. Later on, you'll go back to tertiary institution. Hallelujah. And you know, the things we are taught in primary school, we don't make effort to remember. I mean, if you go for an interview now, they say recite the alphabet. How many of us will miss it? A, B, C, D, E, F. No, you will not miss it. Hallelujah. Except, but when they ask you what, give example of amphibians, say, Amphi what? ah! secondary school teacher, you know, we have some funny schools in the north. I don't know, you may not have them here. Public school in the north. He was telling me they were conducting an interview for pupils that are about moving into GS1. They asked this boy, do you know what is apostrophe? He said, haba, very simple. During the time of Jesus, he had 12 apostrophes. Nehemiah, Zebediah, Obadiah. Apostrophe. They should have asked him of comma first. Say apostrophe. Praise the Lord. Now, but let's take a little look at this primary school. Amen. Now, so in the leading of the Spirit, inward witness, one of the ways this inward witness manifests is what seems good to you. Say amen. It seems good. It just seems good on the inside of you. Say amen. See an example, Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, yes, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Look at verse 3. Let's read it together. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. How many of us believe that the Spirit led Luke to write the book of Luke? Let me see your hand up. Now, how did the Spirit lead him? Paul said he received his own by revelation. But Luke is not so. Luke said the way he wrote it is that it seemed good. Amen. That means what seems good to you is as supernatural as what you receive by revelation. Are you getting what I'm saying? It seemed good. It seemed good. Hallelujah. Let me compare this with another scripture in Acts chapter 15 quickly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 15, verse 25. Now, in this case, okay. In this case, there was a little trouble in the early church. Barnabas and Paul have been out ministering among the Gentiles, and some Jews came and said, unless you keep the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. Now, a major doctrinal issue that needed to be corrected, when the church gathered together, praise God, apostles and other prophets, to give a major correction. See how the Holy Ghost gave them. Verse 25, read with me, 1, 2, go. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Look at verse 28. Hallelujah. 28. Again, see it. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Say amen. That means whatever seems good to your spirit is good to the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? It is called co-perception, co-witness. As it seems good to you, so it is with the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. So what seems good to your heart also seems good to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn to pay attention to those things that seem good to you. Not to your head now, not to your body, but to your spirit. Are you with me? Learn to pay attention to those things that seem good to you. Hallelujah. Major breakthroughs will show forth in your life as you learn to follow those things that seem good. Are you with me? Kenneth Hagin, describing it the American way, he said it this way, a velvet like feeling on the inside. Praise God. Now, with all my Nigerian mind, I try to understand that it wasn't just getting home. I say, what's velvet? The velvet, I know, is a trouser you wear, but he said, on the inside. Praise God. Let me say it in Nigerian way. Something where they sweet your belly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Belly as your spirit. The more you thought about it, the more it seems good on the inside. It pleases you. Yes, verse 32. Read verse 32 of the same. Acts 15, 32. Amen. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Yep. And after they had tarried there in peace, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. They have finished the assignment. Now look at Silas 34. He says, notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Now, is this abiding that made Silas to connect with Paul for their missionary assignment? So, great assignment that God had for Silas, he located it how? Because it seemed good. Now, look at this verse 34. In King James, it says, it pleased Silas. Read it in New King James. It pleased Silas. However, it seemed good. Did you notice that? Did you notice the substitution? So what seemed good to you is what is pleasing to your spirit. Hallelujah. There's something that when you think about it, it's like your spirit is smiling at you. Say, yeah. You think about doing something and your spirit seems to give you thumbs up. How many of us understand what I'm talking? Inside of you, oh my God, I prefer that colloquial way of saying, it is sweet your belly. You cannot explain why it is so, but it seemed good for you to be there. Hallelujah. Listen, and I mean what I'm saying, because God told me, and that's true. Anyone who is led by the Spirit becomes a pace setter. Creativity is birthed as we follow the leading of the Spirit. So I want you to hear me. As you learn to follow the things that seem good to you after this faith adventure, hallelujah, you become a pace setter. You just start leading naturally. You find yourself in different spheres and you are leading naturally. You know why? If the Spirit leads your life, you will lead in life. The easiest way to lead in life is to be led by the Spirit. Why? You become like the person that is leading you. Hallelujah. You become like the one that is leading you. I had a very good expression some time back that whoever you are following in life determines what follows you. Are you with me? Whoever you are following determines what follows you. God called Abraham alone. He didn't call Lot. But Lot followed him. And the Bible said Abraham became rich. And Lot also, who followed, became very rich. I should read that. Acts 13. Yes. Did I say Acts? Sorry. Genesis. Genesis chapter 13 from verse 1. Let me read. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Yes. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. God knows that some people will say it's only spiritual riches that Abraham had. So he specified livestock, silver, and gold. Amen. Next verse. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. What Abraham had, Lot also had. Praise God. Now the land was not able to support them. Aha. Talk about taking over city. This is it. land was not able to support them, that they may dwell together, for their possession, not one now, were so great that they could not dwell together. In other words, the blessing of the follower is the same as the blessing of the leader. I got to say it again. The blessing of the follower is the same as that of the leader. Listen, you don't have to be a general overseer to be blessed. Just follow a blessed general overseer. Are you with me now? Abraham went and was blessed. Lot, who also did not hear the voice of God, but followed one that had God, was blessed. Hebana, Musasta. Now, I want to submit this revelation to servants of God. Please, correct. Feel free. Listen, I strongly believe one way to be led by the Spirit of God is to follow one that is led. Did you hear what I said? Follow someone that is led. For Samuel to locate the voice of God, he had to follow Eli, who had experience in hearing the voice of God. For Silas to come to lamplight, he had to follow Paul now, this time around, who was better established in this work. Are you hearing me? If you stand alone, you die alone. Follow one that is led and you will locate direction. Thank you for that one. Amen. You know, one of the things that make the leading of the Spirit easy, associating with those that are led. You will learn their language. You will learn their ways. You will learn their art. Say an amen. When you find one that is led and is blessed, follow. What did I say? Follow. Praise God. For example, there are some of us listening to me here. Oh, praise God. I didn't know I would go this direction. I'm being led. Amen. This Isaiah 48 that I didn't finish in Abuja, I'm still doing carryover. God is my help. There are some of us listening to me here. I don't know, there may be exception. But when you first joined this ministry, Christ Family Ministry, the Welcome First Timers, you were not planning on coming back again. You were not planning on being a member. You did not see a vision showing you that if you love your life, remain here. How many of us had a voice? If you love your life, remain here. If you leave, you will die. But let me tell you, the most likely thing that happened to most of us, there may be few exceptions. When you enter the church, apart from enjoying the service, inside of you, it seems good to be here. Put up the hand, let me see. Thank you. Now, can I talk to you? Can I advise you as a brother? When Silas saw that it seemed good to stay, and he stayed, he saw Paul, it seemed good to follow, he kept following, no pulling out. When God leads you to a place where it seems good to stay, build your tents there. Oh, dear God. God. Let me say it another way. If God leads you to a place, don't allow challenges and problems to lead you out. For as many as are led by challenges are the Son of God. Huh? As many as are led by pressures, circumstances, difficulty, they are the sons of God. Those that are led by what? The Spirit of God. If God leads you to a place, don't allow problems to lead you out. If a problem leads you out, you are now led by problems. Well, there's no amen. Let me sit down now. When God leads you to a place, don't allow problems to lead you out. You know why? In this life, it's not just the voice of God that exists. In the realm of the spirit, there are many voices. Paul said there are many voices, as it may be. One is the voice of God, you know. Another is the voice of the devil. But let me tell you the one many believers fall victim of. The voice of circumstances. Many believers will keep following until pressure shows up. Then they draw back. That means they are led by pressure and not by the Spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can I continue? Am I talking to someone? Can I continue? Are you sure you want to hear me? Yes. The Spirit of God can lead you out of your comfort zone to settle your destiny. I'm telling you, he can take you a little out of comfort zone. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verse 1, please. If God leads you to a place, never allow pressures and circumstances to lead you out. We take over by following the leading of the Spirit, praise God, and we are sustained by being consistent in following. You don't follow once and stop. Are you with me? You keep following. You keep following. You keep following. You keep following. Praise God. As a praise God. Okay, my protocol. Come, let me whisper something to you. Maybe you'll help me act this drama very well. Don't get too spiritual. Just do exactly what I'm doing. Are you with me? Okay, back to your seat. Listen, one very important lesson you should learn about the leading of the Spirit is consistency. You know why? He is the Lord. He changeth not. When he leads us, he makes us be like him. Because he is consistent in leading us, he teaches us to be what? Consistent. Are you with me now? Remember I said to you, you become like the one leading you. You become like your leader. If you are fully trained, you become like him. God is the Lord. He changeth not. Praise God. He is very consistent. So when God leads us, one of the goals in his mind is to make us consistent people. So the result of being led by the Spirit becomes obvious as we become consistent. Let me tell your neighbor, be consistent. Tell another, be consistent. All right. Kelvin, don't overtake me. You remember what I told you? Don't overtake me. You're already overtaking me. You are attending to me, isn't it? Please stand up. Come out here. I want you to go to pastor's office just under his desk. I have some dollars there. Bring them for me. Oh, Kelvin, go back to your seat. Do you remember what I told you? Should I repeat? Clap for him. It's not easy to stand before people. You know what's happening to him? He's so concerned that if I miss it now, Reverend Tokula will descend on me. And so he missed the instruction. This mistake has given me a message. One of the ways we miss the leading of the Spirit is what? Fear. Did you hear what I said? Fear. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. One reason believers make mistake when it comes to leading of the Spirit is they entertain fear of making a mistake. Say hallelujah if you hear me. Now, fear of making a mistake will cause you to make many mistakes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Drop the fear. Can I announce to someone? Are you sure you want my announcement? God knows from the beginning that you make mistakes when it comes to the leading of the Spirit. So in the leading, he made provision for your mistakes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He has taken care of them. Don't be afraid. If you miss it, he will simply what? Correct you. Say amen. What if it's not God that told me to teach the leading of the Spirit? He will correct me. One day he will use someone to say, yeah, my son, you've been going the wrong direction. I say, okay, where should we go now? Teach deliverance, okay? Prophecy, healing, and deliverance. PhD. That's your calling. I was in the East for a program. Sorry, sir. Okay, I forgot. Sorry for calling you East. I was in the East for a program, amen? As my host was driving me because he said they have a different venue, I saw a big flex titled PhD. You cannot miss it. I said, certainly this must be the program. I thought it's my PhD they were addressing. Then I saw it's an acronym. Prophecy, Healing, and Deliverance. Come and get your PhD. So I tapped my host. I said, if I come to Eastern Nigeria to teach a spirit-led life, I won't call it spirit-led life. Who will attend? Come and know your future. Direction by fire, by force. That's how they will come. Praise God. So if you see poster like that with me, don't be surprised. It's packaging. Amen. Direction by fire, by force. But the content is the same thing. I gave somebody in the East my book, Knowing the Voice of God. He said, what do I need to do with this one? I just want somebody to tell me exactly what God has said. I don't need to know the voice. So maybe I will repackage the Eastern version. Direction by fire, by force. All right. Are you relaxed now? All right. Kelvin, stand up, please. Come out here. I want you to follow. Kelvin is being led by me. I want you to go to pastor's office just under his desk. I have dollars there. Bring them for me. Praise the Lord. Now, clap for him. He has done the right thing. I know you are thinking he missed it. Praise God. Now, what was the reason I picked him out to get dollars to me? Isn't it? Good. Answer me. Did he begin by obeying me? He obeyed the first instruction. He obeyed the second. But he did not obey the last one. So to me, has he really obeyed me? Has he really served me? I thought 2/3 is pass mark. Having obeyed the first two, 2/3, 66% is pass mark. Isn't it? But not when it comes to spiritual things. As you begin to obey, you must follow consistently to an end in order to reap the results. And so if the pastor over protocol is enforcing disciplinary action now, he should be disciplined for not attending to guest minister. Even though he started, he did not bring it to an end. That's why the Bible said, as you have always obeyed. Not partially, not sometimes, always. When you start following the leading of the Spirit, child of God, be consistent in following. Let me tell somebody, the beauty is in consistency. Hallelujah. I thought God led me into this business. Why am I not seeing results? Be consistent in following him. He's not through with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be consistent in following him. I thought God led me to start a ministry here. Why am I not seeing results? Be consistent in following. The beauty is in what? Consistency. Shout an amen if you heard me. Say an amen. The beauty is in what? Consistency. If he leads you, stay consistent. Let me see an amen, please. You know, We read about a parable of the sower. Thank you. Parable of the sower. The ones on the good ground, you remember, they bring forth fruit first, 30-fold, then 60-fold, then 100-fold. Praise God. Now, what is the secret of the one that was able to bring forth fruit 100-fold? Look at it. Luke chapter 8. Let's read Luke's version. Luke 8:15 now. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, did what? Keep it and bear fruit with what? Come on, answer. With what? Patience. What is patience? Consistency. Oh, Lavata. Anybody hearing what I'm saying? What is patience? Consistency. And God said to me, every time a believer follows the leading of the Spirit, he's sowing seeds on the good ground. Every time a believer follows the leading of the Spirit, he's sowing seeds on good ground. Hallelujah. This morning, I've just spent the whole time greeting you. Is my greeting blessing you? I have not read Isaiah 48. How many of you prefer me going to Isaiah than what you are hearing? How many of you will encourage me to stay on board? Only two persons? I should stay on board. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Let me tell your neighbor, stay on board. Now, this is too strong in my heart. I couldn't be saying it by mistake. God leads you to follow a mentor, stay on board. You know, when we say such things and you shout amen, nobody will know it's you we are talking about. So I'll try it again. God leads you to follow a mentor, stay on board. Think about it. You are flying in an aircraft. This is a beautiful illustration. You are flying in an aircraft. Are you with me? Then the pilot announces, God forbid. He said, we have an emergency with this flight now, but we are doing our best to land very well. You say, see this pilot. I boarded this aircraft because I thought you were qualified. Now, you have emergency. I won't wait and see how it will end. Then you open the emergency door and jump out. Then while you're in heaven, you look down and see they landed safely. No matter the turbulence in your flight, it is safer to stay on board. Hey, hey, hey! Oh, but Pastor, you don't know how my leader is talking to me. I don't know who you are, but I'll just keep talking to you like I'm facing you. You don't know how my leader is treating me. It's not fair. It's not doing right. Can I answer you? Leaders are not perfect. They are chosen. So you follow them in honor of the calling, not in honor of their character. God never chose a perfect leader. Never. Read through scripture. He never called anyone that is perfect. It's the ones he chose that he perfects. Are you following what I'm saying? So, don't allow the mistake of your leader to determine your followership. Follow what seems good to you. Now, whether you say amen or not, I will say it again. Don't allow the mistakes to cause you to drop. Oh, Tafena. Pray this eye. You know, one of the things I learned early days driving long distance, we had some terrible roads in the north. And one of those early roads I drove was between Jos and Zaria. Jos and Zaria, ever since I know the road, it has never been smooth. They will fix a portion and leave the rest. When you complain so much, they wait for this one to spoil, then go to that one and fix. Amen. They leave it a sample of bad road in Nigeria. So you have to see it somewhere. Praise God. Now, the first time I was going to drive that road long distance, an experienced driver called me and said, have you driven this road long distance before? I said, no, I have not. He said, there's an easy way to enjoy driving. Look out for those commercial drivers. They are experienced in traveling that road. And start following with protocol distance. If the man dodges to the right, then you know from afar there's a pothole. You dodge. He said, but as you are following, watch. If he dodges and you see his car bouncing up, that means he missed it. Don't follow him in that mistake. He said, don't follow too close or else where he enters a pothole, you enter. Follow with the protocol distance. If he shifts to the right and is smooth, you follow. But when you see him bouncing, you don't follow. I say, okay. So I began to follow. I was following one man. I was just avoiding potholes. Praise the Lord. My wife was in the car. She said, "Woo, you're an expert driver." I say, yeah. All the glory to followership. If you follow a successful person with protocol distance, people will not know the difference between you and him in success. She thought I was expert. The glory is to what? Followership. But anywhere the person enters and his car bounces, bah, 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 I slow down and take the opposite. That's how God expects us to do in leadership. Follow your leader with protocol distance. Anywhere he avoids and is smooth, you avoid too. But if he avoids and you see him stumble, you turn the other way around. Say an amen if you had. I wish I've said something to someone in Faith Adventure. Then I'll be happy. Did you hear anything? Mike Murdock said, the greatest fool on earth is one that cannot learn from another fool. That means he's a fuller fool. Is that one correct, Pastor Ato? Or is the fullest fool? The greatest fool on earth is one that cannot learn from another fool. There is something to learn from a foolish leader. Avoid his ways. A foolish leader will teach you how not to do it in life. Say an amen. How did you get this scripture? Okay, let's read it. I don't know how you got there. I appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. They are the ones leading me now. Did I mention Hebrews? Okay, but they are right. That's what I said. When you are led, do away with fear. They thought I would rebuke them. You got it correct. Oh yeah, go back. Now fear, they make people miss ammo. I'll address someone now. I'm telling you, I saw it clearly. Here are you, young man. You are seeing this sister you love. You've been nice towards her. And the feeling is mutual. But fear of no will not allow you go. You keep watching, there's fear of no. There's fear of no. Let me tell you. Blessed are they that feared not, for they shall possess the sister. While you are yet afraid, somebody will come and take the sister. Then you say, all sisters in this church are not spiritual. In fact, with all the seeds I've been sowing, she followed this person. You will have what you say, amen. When you go near and say something, say an amen. I heard somebody say, otherwise before your eyes, all the good ones will be taken like rapture. And you'll be left with the ones that you have long suffering, tolerance, endurance, Jesus Christ. Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Can we appreciate our pastors? Amen. Amen. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. Help me read the last thing there. There should be what? A consistency that runs through us all. Hey, 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 hey. Shout an amen. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. If God begins to lead you, be consistent in following. Dear God, it's good I say this thing again. As God begins to lead you, what should you do? Be consistent in following. Amen. Let me read these verses. I think I just have two verses I'll read now and sit down. I was saying Mark chapter 4. Did I say it or I thought it? Right, let's read it. Mark chapter 4. See about these verse 20, parable of the sower. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Now, do you notice he's talking about some, and yet he's referring to fruit, not plural, fruit, singular. You know why? He's not describing different categories of believers in the church. He's describing a process that one believer goes through as he's led by the Spirit. When the Spirit leads you at some point, your harvest is 30-fold. If you are consistent, you move to 60. If you are consistent, you move to 100-fold. Now, let me read through. I'm sure you will see something that will bless you here. Amen. And he said unto them, is a candle. Okay. Praise God. Verse 26, please. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day. And seed should what? Spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth fruit of herself. Please answer me. First what? The blade. Then the air. After that, the full corn in the air. Amen. Jesus is using natural things here to teach that when you sow seed on the ground, it does not come out as harvest. How does the earth bring forth fruit? First, the blade. Then when you stay consistent, you move to the next level, the ear. After that, the full corn. And when the full corn shows up, the first harvest you see is 30-fold. If you are consistent, you move to the next, 60-fold. If you are consistent, 100-fold. And if you stay consistent, in heaven you have more surprises. Say an amen. In other words, following one leading of the Spirit has multiplied harvests. You don't just take one and stop there. 30-fold, be consistent. There is 60. 60, be consistent. There is 100. Every time the Spirit leads us, there is what? Multiplied harvests. You can't just take one and say that's all. Praise God. I say praise the Lord. Ma, can I ask a question? Will I offend the gods? I won't be on guard room. All right. I'm sure the Spirit led you to marry General. Praise God. Have you benefited anything from marrying him?
I have, sir.
Little?
Plenty.
Plenty. All right. Will you be happy if I say to you now by prophecy, thus saith the Lord, all the benefits you ever get from that marriage is exhausted? Are you expecting more?
Much, much more.
Interesting. Much, much more. People, watch. One leading of the Spirit married that general. She said she has half much harvest and she's expecting more. That means probably what she has seen now, is it 30-fold or the blade? She said, it's the blade.
But you know the good news? The blade is a sign that 30-fold is on the way, 60-fold is on the way, 100-fold is on the way. So anytime you see the blade, it's time to rejoice. Hallelujah. Hey! You know why? It is getting better. It is getting better. It is getting better. It's not another leading, just one leading. Marry him. Blade, full corn, 30-fold, 60-fold, and then 100-fold. Let me slow down and answer a question. How many of us have experienced something like this? You are led by the Spirit, for example, to sow seed towards faith adventure, and you sowed, let me talk at your level, you sowed 1 million naira only. Amen. And you had so much prophecies during faith adventure, that in this faith adventure, everyone that sow is getting multiplied harvest. Then after faith adventure, excitedly you are waiting for harvest. Then on Monday, somebody came and gave you 20,000 naira. See, I gave 1 million. I'm getting 20,000. And you are tempted to be discouraged. This is not multiplication, it's decrease. Let me see your hand if you've ever experienced such a thing. Only me, Dadia. Please raise your hand. You are kind of asking, wait, this seed sowing, does it really work? What I gave is much. How come I'm seeing just 20,000? Can I answer you? The 20,000 is the blade. When you see the blade, hallelujah, rejoice and be consistent, because the corn will come. Then you will see 200,000. Are you with me? The full corn in an ear. Then you will see 1 million has come. It's not yet over. Hallelujah. Then 30-fold will show up. You will see, now I have 4 million. It has not finished. 10 million has arrived. How did it arrive? As you stay consistent in following. If you are helped, say an amen. So I have an announcement to someone. If God led you into what you are doing and you have not seen the harvest yet, stay consistent. What you are seeing is the blade. The harvest will surely come. And how is it coming? The blade, the air, the full corn, then 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Every one of us at once, every one of us is at one stage or the other in following the leading of the Spirit of this. But as you follow and you are consistent, I feel like telling you, congratulations. Because in your life, it will be what? Multiplied harvest. I'm back to that expression again. Multiplied harvest. Suddenly, everywhere you turn, you'll be seeing blessing, 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 blessing. Lord, what did I do to get into this? Keep sowing the seeds. Hallelujah. Keep being consistent. Whatever he leads you to, what should you do? Keep being consistent. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, I say hallelujah. Keep being consistent. When we first started Great Day, sir, in Zaria, to me, it was Great Days was season of sacrifice. At least first 3 years or first four, five, six. Great Days is over 10 years. It was just sacrifice. Once it's Great Days, I know I will sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice. Words will be spoken. I will say amen. And it looks like the words were just hanging in the air. They are not descending. But you know, we are told in physics that anything that has weight cannot stay in the air. It must descend. Prophetic words are weighty. They cannot remain hanging. Oh, you didn't hear what I'm saying. I said they cannot remain hanging. You said there are many words hanging over my head. The good news is this year they are descending. Kapali Giza. They are not hearing me. I said this year they are descending. So for me, for like 5, 6 years, Great Days is season of sacrifice. Sir, I say humbly, the story has changed. Now, when is Great Days? Is my season of harvest. everywhere. I'm even thinking, it's not God who is me. I'm thinking, can we do great days in other cities and other nations since he's bringing harvest? It's good doing business with God. I'm glad to let someone to say, your harvest has come. Your harvest is now. And your harvest has changed you. Suddenly, your identity has become Mr. Harvest. Harvest has come. And your harvest has changed you. My God, I hear the Lord say, repeat that word to them again. After great adventure, you'll be known as Mr. Harvest. Mrs. Harvest. People will ask you, now only you, your own too much. You'll be known as Mr. Harvest. Everywhere, receive that word in the name of Jesus. Harvest, 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 harvest. Help me read Amos chapter 9, verse 8. Message translation now, quickly. You'll forgive me, I still want to read that Luke 4:1. Just read it and sit down. But let me read this. Joshua, you got it wrong. 13, thank you. My concordance is here. Let me appreciate my concordance. I tell people, if you meet my wife and she say, I don't know you, don't come and ask me. If she doesn't know you, I've never seen you. Because my wife will see someone for the first time. I know the person, but me, you will remind me again and again. Just the same way I remind you of my teachings. You remind me of your name. Even some of my relations, it's my wife that will say, you don't know this person. I say, you say it's your cousin. I say, eh. You know them. You know them better than I do. I mean, if you want me to know, you just go through her. Once she registers your name and face, I will know you. Even scripture. What's the next one I will read after this? All right. Hear the word of the Lord. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. When I read that, I had something in my heart. I don't know if there's someone that believes me here. Are you in the house? Listen. Before the end of this year, you will share your own testimony. You yourself, you will think. Wait, oh, you have not heard the word. Hear what I'm saying. You yourself, as you are sharing your testimony, you will think you are exaggerating. You know why? Your testimony will shock you. I say your own testimony will shock you. Shocking things. Everywhere in this place, shocking things. I say your testimonies will shock you. Everywhere you turn, things will be happening so fast. One thing fast on the heels of the other, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings, 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 blessings. Who is receiving that word? Give the Lord a shout, somebody. That is the lot of those who are led by the Spirit of God. Please sit down, sit down. I traveled for a burial years back. Pastor Jide's dad, you were there, sir. We followed a bus from Zaria for that burial, a long bus, beautiful bus, amen. What I enjoyed there is the rice that was half. Aside that, nothing, praise the Lord. But then we went for the burial and I was sweating. After the burial, I met Rev there. After the burial, he took me by the hand and led me into his car. Suddenly, my sweating days were over. I wasn't sweating in his car. Can I tell you what I noticed as I sat there beside him? Everything he was enjoying, I was enjoying. Because he was using a better car, it moved faster than the bus. The car did not say, because you are not the owner, his lift they give you. You arrive 1 hour later. We arrive together. The drink he was enjoying, I was enjoying, of course, plus everything. In other words, just by following his leading, I move at his pace. When the Spirit of God leads you, you move at the speed of light. Who is hearing this thing? I'm telling him.
divine speed. Every time the Spirit of God leads you, what happens? You are moving at the speed of light because you are moving at his pace. In addition, what he enjoys, you enjoy. It's only what is common to divinity that will be happening to you. How many of you have ever heard of God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit broke? In the name of Jesus, your broke days are over. Sick days are over. Days of regrets are over. How? As you follow him. When the Spirit leads us, he is literally taking us by the hand to help us. How many of you know, if I walk with Pastor Atom round Boko like this for 1 week, after 1 week, everybody will conclude, these guys are best of pals. It's either they were in primary school together or secondary school or whatever. They are just best of pals. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though originally we didn't go to school same time, we are not pals. But by walking with me, he suddenly looks like me. As you follow the leading of the Spirit. Men cannot differentiate between you and Jesus. What happens to him is what you'll be enjoying. Am I hearing amen in the house? Am I hearing amen in the house? Child of God, please give me Luke 4:1 as I take my seat. King James now. Listen now. Child of God, hear my last announcement. In all you're doing, be led by the Spirit. All. Be led by the Spirit. Sir, I was thinking about 2009. How together with Reverend Bandoma, we just followed for your program. You know, I read to us, remember. Sorry, I've borrowed some more minutes. I don't know how many. Just, I'll pay you when you come for grade days. I'm a good student, even. Reverend Tokula was ministering alongside Rev to minister there, I remember. In a meeting organized by Reverend Obandoma. As Reverend Tokula ministered, my God, I just love him. Praise God. Then he mentioned bypassing, Faith Adventure is approaching. And many ministers are already indicating interest to attend. So it caught my attention. Oh, so you don't have to be invited. You can just indicate interest. That's a good meeting. Amen. I indicate. Until then, I thought it's only Rev that does this kind of meeting. I'd have been in camp meeting. When I heard his one, I said, okay, good. Works for Rev, work for him. It will work for me. My mama didn't give birth to Mumu. Work for him, work for him, work for him, work for him, work for me. Every testimony God allows you to hear in this meeting. Listen, I'm not teaching you. Just hear me. Every testimony God allows your ears to hear in this meeting, this 1 week, there'll be duplication in your life. Duplication of testimonies. Duplication of testimonies. Duplication of testimonies. In fact, the reason God will allow the minister to share it is to give you expectation, hope. So in this meeting, people will be sharing your nearest future with you. I said they'll be sharing your nearest future with you. Duplication. Duplication. I mean it. So, he said, you can indicate that ministers are indicating interest to be there. I said, oh, so people can. After the service, I greeted him and talked. I said, how do people come? He said, no, you just register online and be there. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. I was in the spirit, but no voice said to me, Joshua, if you love your future, go for Faith Adventure. No vision. Hello, please don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking. What's the word now? I'm not talking down on vision and audible voices. Are you with me? What I'm telling you is stop waiting for the spectacular. Follow the supernatural. It just seemed good in my language. It sweet my belly to go Faith Adventure. Every time I thought of not going,
My belly is sour. If I thought of going, it's just sweet. My belly. In fact, when the days approached, they even fixed exam for us. I wasn't happy with them. I prayed they shifted it. Now, what they did was shifted my own invigilation time. It's sweet, my belly. All things working together for good. This morning, I was thinking, what if I never came? 10 years still counting. My life and ministry has changed for the better. It began with it seemed good. When I left Faith Adventure then, in the natural, there was no evidence. Nobody could see that something has happened. First, the blade. So when you hear prophetic words, your life will not remain the same and you are not seeing anything. Oga, it has changed. Even what you've heard from Sunday till now, I'm telling you, things have changed in your life. You have shifted ground. I'm talking to a minister right now. Henceforth, ministry will be with ease. Ease. Days of toilings are over and days of oiling are here. Ease. Luke 4:1, that was what I said I will read. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into where? How many of us like wilderness? God can lead you out of your comfort zone for destiny purposes. Sometimes it's not even for your sake. For the sake of one person, God can take you out of your comfort zone. The way he led Philip into the desert for one Ethiopian eunuch. Are you with me? Philip just had a citywide crusade. He took over Samaria. Are you with me? So don't be surprised though, if after taking the city you are believing for, the next instruction is to go to a desert. It's still God. He can take you out of your comfort zone to be a blessing to one person.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard. And we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.